Hello, this is Mark Brown for Beyond the Room at the Prevention with Digital Technologies EMEN conference at London's Glorious Barbican Centre on a very, very cold day. And I'm here with Tracy Parr from Good Thinking. Tracy's just given a presentation about Good Thinking's work in kind of prevention and helping people with their mental health difficulties via digital technologies. And I wanted to ask you, Tracy, could you just give the people who weren't lucky enough to be in the room a kind of potted version of what you told us? You had about 20 minutes. I want you to take about three.
Okay, I can take three. And thank you for thinking people were lucky to be in the room when I was speaking. I think the important message that I'd like to kind of condense into our conversation is that everyone thinks digital is the answer and that we've kind of arrived. And actually, we're still at the start of a journey. The potential for digital is immense. Some of the things that we're using are starting to be more sophisticated. But on the platform with Tim, who was talking about evidence that digital alone isn't as effective as if people have that human interaction, I think we really need to examine that more broadly.
So just for people at home who aren't aware of Good Thinking, can you tell us the story of Good Thinking?
Sure. Good Thinking is London's wellbeing service. It's an online platform that actually seeks people through social media marketing who are looking for help with their mental health issues, and then through very simple questions delivers some personalized recommendations of apps that we have taken through a process that we believe could be helpful for those individuals. So it's kind of personalized medicine, preventative medicine.
So in based on what you know, kind of what sort of people are most likely to come to you?
Well, that's an interesting question. First of all, the age range. Good Thinking at the moment is for 18s only and above, but they're likely to be people who commonly don't access mental health support. So men in their 40s are quite common users. It is a younger age range. I think that's an important thing that we discuss today. Mm. How do we reach older people? I sing in a choir and we have 10 choir members who don't even have email. Mm. So that's really important. And, you know, equity and how do we have equitable access is something that we constantly strive to think about. We're looking at now how we can interact actively with online communities, which is a very exciting development for us. How can we reach out to them and offer them something that they can offer to their online communities?
Interesting. And you kind of talked about Good Thinking as being a kind of collaboration stroke key party of different partners, different funders, different supporters. Can you kind of give us a picture of like the size of it and who's been involved along the way?
Sure. So Good Thinking is funded by the London boroughs. So local authorities have seen the benefit of it, as well as the NHS. We've got NHS Digital and Public Health England involved. We actually are looking to get more wider funding from other partners, because Good Thinking can be used by organisations to support the people who work for them. So we'll be looking, you know, to some of London's larger employers. That's part of the work we want to do next year, to really kind of link it in as a starting point for many people's kind of mental well-being journey.
So it's very interesting to me that the kind of Good Thinking is kind of sort of making a kind of trusted middle person in this kind of question of what do you do about the fact that you can't sleep, what do you do about the fact that you're stressed, what do you do about the fact that you're feeling low. Does that responsibility weigh heavily on your shoulders?
Well, the fact that there is so much that burden of mental health in London, that's what weighs heavily on my shoulders. It's not me individually, it's collectively. There are a number of factors that cause us to have such poor mental health. The burden really is in terms of the responsibility for directing people to specific apps. We do have processes for examining those apps for how effective they are, whether or not they've got good user experience, whether or not they fulfill safety requirements around GDPR, etc., boring things like that. So we do have processes for that. And for that, that's that risk is we manage that risk by having those processes. Because there are a lot of really weird apps out there, and we're not the kite mark. There's the NHS App Store too, which is great, but we do offer some degree of a safety net really for people in understanding that the apps that are on our site are they're not all at level one evidence. One of our other speakers was talking about the evidence for apps, but that they are safe for people to use.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. And thank you for spending the time to explain that. Cheers.
Thank you. Appreciate it.